Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
In high school, Nicholas Brutcher was known as a bit of a jock and a bully. Large for a teen, he didn't want to get in his way on the football field. Nicholas played shoulder to shoulder with Aaron Hernandez and Alex Ring. Aaron Hernandez was linked to 3 murders before committing suicide. Alex Ring shot and killed both he and his wife in a 2014 murder-suicide. The 3 players were all destined for violence, each traveling their own dark road. Today's episode of Obscura is focused on Nicholas Brutcher and, to a lesser extent, his brother Nate. This episode of Obscura is particularly dark by the end. It features some pretty sickening real-world audio, just not quite Black Label levels. All right, let's get on with it.
Welcome, listener. I'm glad you're here. Take a seat next to the fire.
Welcome to Obscura, where we shine a light on the dark.
Nicholas Brutcher had a darkness in him. He always wanted to be known. A class clown, he wasn't aware that his classmates laughed at his humor, more in fear and appeasement, rather than from amusement. He was known for his dead baby jokes, mocking disabilities, and using racism in an attempt at edgy humor, even mentioning to friends and family that he had aspirations for stand-up comedy. On April 21st, 2021, he posted an attempt at this comedy to his Facebook page. The video gives you an idea of how his intensity and alternative humor could be a big turnoff to many. Combine that with Nicholas having an impulsive nature that frequently led to violence. Well, let's just say that his daughter in the vehicle with him looked pretty uncomfortable.
So I just brought the girls to get Happy Meals at McDonald's, and let me tell you, we are not happy. These fascist assholes had the balls to gender my children. Do you want a boy toy or a girl toy? Cancel McDonald's. This is ball shot.
What's that, Stevie?
You have a Cinderella toy? Oh, you got a Cinderella toy?
Yeah.
And that's what you prefer? Because you're a little girl?
I like Cinderella.
Yeah, okay. I guess scratch that.
By this point in his life, Nicholas Brutcher was already backsliding. He suffered from depression, alcoholism, and drug addiction. He was both divorced and bitter, and his Facebook page showed an unhealthy obsession with gun ownership. Nicholas owned 14 guns, and many of his pictures feature the man pointing them directly into the camera. In fact, it appears that he and his groomsmen were armed at his wedding. Listener, this is not a statement against gun owners. I know there are plenty of completely sane owners who don't go on to commit monstrous and heinous crimes, but you can't separate Brutcher's crimes from his obsession and still paint a full story. These two facts are interlinked. Nicholas Brutcher was born in February 1987. He grew up in Bristol, Connecticut, alongside three brothers. After graduating high school, he started working in Plantsville, Connecticut, installing liners, where he was promoted to supervisor after years of work. He was married in 2015, and this marriage bore him two daughters. You could see photographs of the couple on Facebook. These snapshots of a time and place where perhaps Nicholas Brutcher was actually happy. But that all came crashing down only 4 years later, in 2019, when he was divorced. He found himself out of the family home and living in a small single-story house with his brother, Nathan Brutcher. Nate, the younger brother, is the smaller of the two. He capitulated to his older brother and let Nicholas dictate the pace of any given situation. A dynamic that would force Nathan to travel the same dark road as his older brother. Nate and Nicholas both frequently found themselves in physical altercations with other people well into adulthood. Their parents lived next door in a larger two-story home. Nicholas Brutcher's parents were well aware of his antics, his poor influence on his younger brother. They knew something wasn't quite right with their son. Nicholas had once attempted to join the military but was declined. Despite this, he lied about being a military veteran. After a while, it seemed as though he started to believe his own lie, and his parents even went along with the veteran lie because they feared upsetting him. Listener, my least favorite type of person is the intense friend we've all had in our life at least once. Slowly, I cut those people out of my life. These intense people are impulsive and self-destructive, near incapable of self-reflection. They barrel ahead through any given social situation without thought for the people around them. That is all to say that Nicholas Brutcher appears to have been one of these intense individuals, never challenged for his behavior by both his parents or school in childhood. By his teenage years, he was a popular jock on the football team. No one was going to tell him what to do then. And in adulthood, he was a gun-brandishing brawler who challenged anyone and everyone to get in his way. With this all in mind, it's worth speculating somewhat on his marriage. Though his ex-wife has been mostly silent on the issue, I won't name her here as I doubt she would want to be associated with this man. Nicholas Brutcher frequently installed and uninstalled the gay dating app Grindr on his phone, leading to speculation that he was frequently engaged in gay hookups. The last time he installed the Grindr app was in October 2022, shortly before the murders. These potential gay hookups conflict directly with the gun-toting tough guy persona Nicholas Brutcher cultivated his entire life. To say the man was sexually confused would be an understatement. Couple that with the fact that he was prone to extreme violence. Well, let's just say it's easy to understand why he was divorced. Nicholas Brutcher was in a relationship with two separate women. The two women didn't appear to know each other, or that it was going on. One of the relationships was more serious than the other. The woman in that relationship was pregnant and wanted to move in with Nicholas. 5 days before the murders took place, Nicholas Brutcher sent a drunk text to this woman, indicating that he wanted to hook up with a man. On the day leading up to the shooting, this woman contacted Nicholas 151 times. This appeared to put mental strain on him. No one in his life would argue that Nicholas Brutcher did well under pressure. That evening, he convinced his brother Nate to go out drinking with him. I imagine that he wanted to drown out the noise that the conflicting interpersonal struggle he was facing was causing. To make matters worse for the mentally crumbling man, he recently found out that his ex-wife was now seeing one of his best friends, and that his friend had impregnated his ex. Directly after receiving this news, Nicholas began to drink heavily and started exhibiting seemingly random and violent behavior. Nicholas eventually confronted his friend in person, screaming in his face, "You're not better than me." He later told his younger brother that he had to try his hardest not to kill this man. On October 12, 2022, sometime around 7:30 p.m., Nicholas Brutcher and his brother, Nathan Brutcher, left their parents' house and went to Bleacher's Bar. It was the same day his ex-wife was scheduled to be induced. Both brothers had been drinking before they went to the bar. That night, the bar had an open mic forum, and Nicholas Brutcher planned to do some stand-up comedy. One of the bartenders working that night, we'll call him Bartender 1, told inspectors that Nicholas and Nathan Brutcher arrived at approximately 7 p.m., and she served them one beer. She did not know what the other bartender, Bartender 2, may have served them. At one point, while he was sitting at the bar, another patron, whom Bartender 1 knew as Patron 1, came up to Nicholas Brutcher and put his arm around him. Bartender 1 saw Nicholas Brutcher elbow Patron 1 in the face. Bartender 1 told both to stop or she would call the police. Nicholas Brutcher and Patron 1 told her that they were going to take it outside. Bartender 1 followed Nicholas Brutcher and Patron 1 as they walked to the exit door. In the vestibule by the front door, Nicholas Brutcher got in a cheap shot and punched Patron 1 on the head from behind, knocking him to the ground through the door. They then continued fighting in the parking lot. Bartender 1 called the Bristol Police Department and reported the fight. When she went back into the bar, Bartender 1 saw Nathan Brutcher playing pool with others. Nathan did not know that Nicholas was in a fight. Once told, he left the bar and went to the parking lot. The bartender told Patron 1 that she had called the cops. When the police came, people started leaving. Nicholas Brutcher left in a truck with his brother. The patron waited in the bar for the cops to arrive. He spoke to two Bristol officers and told them that he did not want to press charges. At approximately 8:52 p.m., Officer Monica Finkel heard a call regarding a physical fight at Bleachers and advised Bristol Communications that she would respond. Officer Harrison Pollock also responded to Bleachers and, upon arrival, bystanders directed his attention to a white pickup truck leaving the parking lot. Officer Pollock reported that he intended to stop the vehicle. Upon arriving at Bleachers, Officer Finkel went inside the bar and spoke with one of the parties in the altercation. The patron stated that, because the other guy was drunk, he did not want to pursue criminal charges. Besides, they were usually friends. The patron declined medical attention and stated that he was not injured. Officer Finkel advised his sergeant that the party at Bleachers did not wish to file a criminal complaint. Finkel then went to the location of Bayberry Drive and Surrey Drive, where Officer Pollock had stopped the white pickup truck. At the location of the stop, Finkel noted that Officer Teague Susie Field, Sergeant Weathered, Officer Mark McGrain, and Officer Pollock were already on scene. The officers were with Nicholas and Nathan Brutcher. Both parties were highly agitated and making rude remarks to officers on scene. The following audio is from Officer Susie Field's body-worn camera. In the audio, you can hear a strange rapport that Nicholas Brutcher has with the officers, testing his limits, threatening to run, and even leaving the vehicle after being told to stay.
Jeepers creepers. Come get him. Tell me to come get him. This is what I get.
Where's Officer Hamsey tonight?
He's not working over here tonight. I think he's off.
Hit him up, tell him Nick and Nate said hi.
Man, I could outrun this motherfucker like Nick, blue gloves and shit.
Yeah, Nick, stop.
Jeez, I'll be ghost.
He thinks he's like Hollywood.
He wouldn't want to chase me.
Not this shit. you would not. You know, we'd be out.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about...
But that's just funny. We just talk about funny stuff like that. We're comedy.
Maybe.
Busted.
Hang tight in the truck.
Nah, I'm gonna go talk with the cop and my brother.
I don't know what you're doing.
See, I'm gonna talk with my brother and yourself.
You're not listening, and you're making the situation much worse.
From the footage, it appears that Nicholas is afforded a level of patience not usually granted, and it's sometimes difficult to discern between friendly banter and actual anger. A dynamic here is that Nicholas is strangely bullying the youngest officer, the rookie, and the senior officer at the scene went to high school with Nicholas.
You can stand right here. You're going to stay right here. If you move, you are going to be placed under arrest for interfering with an investigation, okay? Stay right here.
100%.
No, he's fine. Chill out, Nick.
They let fucking five-ass, seven motherfuckers be cops. Mr. McKenzie, K-9 unit.
They let large pieces of... What do you do?
Don't worry about what the fuck I do.
Lighter filler.
I make a fuck ton more money than you do, baby boy.
In the next part of the clip, a responding officer and Nicholas get into a brief altercation over their employment. Nick is pushed to the ground, screams, but then pops straight up and shakes hands with the officer.
Look at you, fucking mess.
Yeah, okay.
People are proud of you.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
No, my parents definitely are.
Gotta get your little baby brother all jammed up, driving license.
Nah, he is jammed up. What's his problem?
No, I said you got him all jammed up, coming to get you.
I don't got him. He's jammed. Is he jammed up? Are you're telling me that he's jammed
right
up?
No, he's jammed up. Yep.
Jammed up? Okay. Then that's his shit.
But you did it to him.
Okay, I'll fucking walk home, dude.
How does that help you?
It's not gonna make your short ass dick any longer, bro.
Why are you talking about my dick, bro?
Dude, because you are nothing.
You're enough. I vape.
Can I tell him we're good?
Yeah, tell me good in the truck.
Nick, everything's fucking great.
With the truck.
It's getting towed.
I'm obviously not driving.
You're great.
I'm sober.
Yeah, because I got a job that makes money, not a fucking Bristol police officer. Go fucking lick your dog. Go lick your dog's fucking car.
Get back in your truck. Nick, no. Yeah, see you
alone. Look at that.
Get
back
in your truck.
See? Yo, look what you did. That's... He's like a ninja.
He is. Nick, he's like a ninja.
Nah, fuck you, dude.
Passenger seat.
Dude.
You're shot, bro. I love this. You had a good
night. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, hands up. Have a good night. Yo, I really want to hurt you right now. So back
yeah,
up.
Man.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Tell him to get in the passenger seat. Tell him to get in the passenger seat, please.
Moment to moment, the footage is surreal. Nicholas swings from being friendly to angry. It seems good-natured at first, but there's something in the large man's eyes. Still, it's somewhat comical as Nathan attempts to get his older brother under control and back in the vehicle.
Like I won't.
He doesn't listen
from 800 yards.
800 yards.
Stop.
Yeah.
Passenger seat.
No, we're not going anywhere.
Let's wait in our car.
They are lying.
So we can't sit right here.
We
sit
are
in the
not
truck.
Going
get in the truck.
Can we sit in the
truck?
Sit
in
the car is going to get towed.
No shit. But let's
and
sit.
We are going to walk away.
Can we sit in it?
Absolutely. No, I'm not sitting.
Nick, he said we could.
Then you.
That's fucked. Because I get ruined out of this shit. He's
You're not getting
ruin
ruined, Nathan.
Because of
Nobody's
me.
Nobody's going to do anything.
Like, I wouldn't pick
Dude,
him up. Nick, look at how many fucking
enough,
pole posts you
not
got here.
Enough of them here.
And chill. Fuck.
Then
out.
Sit
Knock me
in
out.
The car.
Look at, he knocked me out once. Let's see you do it again. Right now.
Leave,
Nick, if you want to get through the cops, you gotta hit me one more fucking time.
Leave me alone. I'm
no.
not assaulting
get in
you
the car.
No.
Get in the vehicle.
Absolutely.
Nick, can you put
not.
Him in cuffs?
No, you can't put
and
me in
set
cuffs.
Set him right here.
I've done
until
nothing
the
to be put in cuffs.
Don't get picked up by my parents right now.
In the next clip, it's clear that officers have failed to maintain order at the scene. The two brothers are aggressive and threatening. It feels like the officer who pushed Nicholas to the ground complicated the proceedings. The officers at the scene not quite knowing how to regain control of the belligerent men. I'm cutting through much of the footage available. There's a lot of the same. Essentially a dick measuring contest between the two parties. But the next bit of audio holds some important moments. Nicholas makes direct threats to the officers. Threats that go ignored. This is a mistake on their part.
Oh, don't thank me. You're fucking hilarious.
You crack me up.
Yeah, boy.
I would love to be fucking 5'6". Jesus Christ, it'd be so sweet to be 5'6".
Did you call for a ride yet, bro? What? Call for a ride yet?
I'm working on
it. He did. He did.
I'm fucking again.
Shut your fucking mouth. You're the fucking fourth guy in the rack.
Shut up. Honestly.
You're not, you guys aren't going to do anything.
All that body cams on it, buddy.
You guys aren't going to do anything. So check your ass back to the fifth in the rack and sit your fucking ass in your car and do nothing.
Go back home.
And do nothing.
Leave us alone. Cops are coming. Cops are here.
Goodbye.
That's what I meant. Cops are here. No,
I'm not
trying to be scared. Yo, we're not scared of you. That's a fact. But you guys are being fucking actually aggressive, and it's annoying.
Don't be aggressive to me.
Please, we're trying to get this figured out.
That little push.
Stupid fight that happened.
I'm so tough.
To nothing.
I'm so tough.
Bring us home.
I have a dog that I.
How about you guys be cool cops?
I lick my dog's cunt.
Bring us home.
I lick my dog's cunt every night at home.
Nick.
Oh my God. Shut the fuck up.
See, he thinks
I didn't drive. I'm in no trouble.
I'm fine.
No trouble. Everybody, every single one of these cocksuckers can get on their knees.
They need to go.
And suck on my dick.
They're sitting here like they're important, but they need to go.
Nah, he's not important. He's like fucking.
He might be.
You guys can walk away.
He's 22 years old. He's 22 years old.
Are you
old?
Nick.
Bye.
Well, you gotta get. Hang on one second. You gotta get your ticket.
Oh, that's fine. I'll take it.
Yeah, Nathan, you just gotta wait for you.
What is it, $76? Yeah. 80?
Not even that.
90?
There you go. Bye, Jimmy.
Hold it.
Then are we gonna get a brawling?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Yeah, we is. Fucking 22-year-old, you ready, buddy?
You dropped some of your money.
I don't care about my money. Is somebody gonna press charges?
No.
Yeah, no, they're not. So I'm not in any trouble.
You're in zero trouble.
Yeah, no shit.
You're free to leave, he said.
I'm very sorry.
I am not driving anywhere.
I just tried to call my uncle.
I'm not a fucking idiot.
You gotta walk home, he said.
I picked him up in his truck, work truck, so he didn't get in trouble with work.
Are you going to follow me, baby boy?
I'm scared.
Yeah, you should be, because I'm going to bend you over and fuck you like your dog does. Fuck, faggot. You're so, you want to get at me so bad. Come on, come on.
11, are you able to speak to Jameson Clegg?
Yo,
I can't anymore.
Hey, buddy boy. Hey. Listen, I'm not. What's his name?
His last name is McGrain.
Hey, McGrain.
Yes, sir. Nick.
How loud do I have to get for you to get at me?
Mom.
I'm scared of you. Why would I ever want to fight
Officer, a mother? No. You should be.
No, he shouldn't. He's an officer of the law. They
but
not
you are strapped every once in a while, too. So who gives a fuck?
What's the difference between now and every other time?
No.
Am I?
No, he's not. He's not. Much as drinking, and we ain't set.
Yeah, hey, guys. I don't drink.
She's talking to my mom.
Your mom's on the way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Man, mom's on the way. Mom's coming.
Not dad.
She's in the wrong.
Get the profession
out of here. You are in the wrong profession.
Catch another fucking case over there.
I am just a simple white boy.
Like, you don't fuck
go
around.
Go over to Davis Drive. They will bend you over and fuck your ass. Man. Until you come out your eyes.
Nick.
You fucking faggot.
No, he has pepper spray.
He's not gonna fucking pepper spray me. I've done nothing to deserve it.
It's just gonna get him.
What? Words? Words? Words hurt people now? Oh my god, words!
I like trying to do it.
Words, dude. Fucking homo.
Are you gonna get arrested for words for disorderly conduct?
No, if I was arrested for words, I'd be arrested by the fucking 5'6 guy that sucks.
Hey, what can you get?
Interrupting
the peace
every night when he goes home. Like
you guys are the ones
faggot.
Interrupting the motherfucking peace. I'll tell you that.
One,
two, three, four.
You guys were
not
fast
six,
enough to tackle.
Get
that.
The
I'm drunk too.
Oh wait, five.
Nathan.
After it was determined that Nick and Nate would need a ride home, Officer Finkel used Nathan's phone to call Katrina Brutcher, Nathan and Nicholas's mother, to come and pick them up. Katrina Brutcher drove to the location of the traffic stop. She got Nathan Brutcher into her car, but Nicholas Brutcher refused to get in. He was standing very close to a Bristol police officer and being confrontational. Nicholas Brutcher refused to get into Katrina Brutcher's vehicle. Both Nathan and Nicholas Brutcher were issued infraction tickets. Nathan received a ticket for operating a motor vehicle without a license and creating a public disturbance, and Nicholas received one for creating a public disturbance. In the next clip, you hear Nicholas and Nate speaking to their mother.
Get in your
car.
Now. Get in the fucking car, mother.
Listen,
I love
you. Mind like that, bro.
Don't fucking tell me how to talk to my fucking mother. Just go. I'm
gonna give you a ride.
Hey, buddy, I'm walking. Can you let me do that? Come on.
It's not allowed. Out of
a little bit of respect.
I know the rules.
Can
you haven't shown any respect for me yet tonight, my man. So
I don't respect you a single bit.
I
respect you less than that motherfucker too.
I'm not here for your respect, bro. I'm here to make sure you're safe.
I'm fucking safe. You're going to make me unsafe? You're the only person who has the authority to make me unsafe.
How's that?
What the fuck you got on your hip, motherfucker? Mother, I love you. Adios. I'm walking home.
Where do you live?
Don't worry about where I live.
It's not in this neighborhood. I'm not going to walk home, man. I'm going to walk down the street and hit by a car and be on me.
There is sidewalks from here to my home, so go fuck yourself.
I'm going to take this one home. I will be right back for this one.
No! No! He's going to jail! Get in the fucking car, man!
They don't have enough people here to take me to jail. I'm going to walk home.
She's taking that home. He's finished getting your paperwork together.
Yeah, so, no shit. Do you mind me?
$25,000, you own it.
Like,
you pay taxes, right?
Bro, I'm not. I never said tax shit. Come on, man. I'm not a fucking faggot like that.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it is more mine than yours. You're
100%.
Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn.
Great movie.
Place is out.
Ticket.
How much?
$103.
For what?
Creating a public disturbance.
What public fucking disturbance?
Yeah, people come out of the house. Not us littering.
Let's create a fucking real public disturbance.
Okay. You're all set. You're free to go.
Pick up your ticket. You can go.
Can we create a real fucking public disturbance?
No, that's right. If you want to leave it there, it's fine.
She's never had a fucking black eye.
That's fine.
You can pay it or plead not guilty.
Thank you, ma'am.
Of course.
All right. Have a good night.
You guys are such fucking
fools.
Where's the 5'6 motherfucker with the dog that he sucks? With the cock that he sucks?
Oh, just drive away.
There, okay. There he is.
Hey,
yo,
have a good night,
hey. Follow me home and make sure I don't step off.
Nicholas threw his ticket on the ground and refused to pick it up in front of officers. In an effort to de-escalate the situation, Officer Finkel picked up the ticket and gave it to Nicholas Brutcher. Nicholas left on foot. Later, Katrina returned. She apologized to Finkel for her son's behavior and indicated that she intended to pick Nicholas up and bring him home. In her 10/13/22 interview, Katrina Brutcher describes her reaction in these words. I said, "You're embarrassing me, Nick. You know our name in Bristol means a lot to us as a family. We've lived here all our lives, raised all you kids here. He knows that, what it means to us, your character, you know." So he shut up and backed up. In her 10/18/22 interview, Katrina Brutcher described this encounter as follows. Like I said, when I left him there with the officers, he was going toe-to-toe with one of them. I was embarrassed and I told him that. And I said, "Nick, you're embarrassing your family. You're embarrassing our name. I will be back to pick you up in a few minutes. Step the fuck back." Katrina Brutcher drove Nathan Brutcher away from the location of the traffic stop and toward their home. When they passed Bleachers, Nathan mentioned that Nicholas had gotten to a fight. She dropped Nathan Brutcher off at home and returned to the site of the traffic stop to pick up Nicholas. Nathan had left his cell phone in her car. Skytop Motors towed Nicholas Brutcher's work truck away from the scene of the traffic stop. The driver of the Skytop tow truck told detectives that he had a brief interaction with Nicholas that was captured on the tow truck's video recorder. In the video, Nicholas Brutcher is seen approaching the truck. He speaks with the driver from the passenger side of the vehicle and states that he needs to pick the truck up from him. The driver tells him that there is a 48-hour hold on the truck. Nicholas Brutcher then responds, "No, there isn't," and that he would see him in the morning.
No problem. Have a good night.
Hey, man, I gotta come pick this car up for me.
Yeah, there's a 48-hour hold on it.
48?
Yeah. Yep.
No, there isn't. I'll see you in the morning.
Okay.
Alright. Thank you.
No. I'm going to the shop. He's going inside. So this loops around, right? So just go here or go back on Surrey? Or back on Emmett?
Katrina picked up Nicholas and drove him home. With sarcasm, he told her that he was sorry, stretching the word out, sorry, like a child. When she mentioned that he was lucky that the police only gave him a ticket, he replied, "I don't give a shit." They arrived home around 9:30 p.m. Nicholas was talking to her about what happened and venting about the police. Katrina Brutcher said, "Listen, I'm ready for bed. I don't want to hear any more." Nicholas got out of the car and said, "Good night, Mom. I love you." Katrina drove off without saying a word, leaving him standing there in a strange mixture of shame, anger, and jet-black humor. Katrina drove next door to her home. She went upstairs and got into bed with her husband. They lay in bed with their eyes open, wide awake. They discussed the situation with their sons, particularly their drinking. Feeling uneasy, Katrina Brutcher decided to go downstairs and smoke a cigarette, make sure everything was okay. When she got outside, Nathan was already standing there. Looking panicked, he told his mother that something was wrong with Nicholas, that he was decked out in camo and body armor. Katrina asked her son what the hell he was talking about. Listener, this is it for part one, but I warn you, the next part gets dark. All paths converge. Things end up much worse than you can imagine. For Nicholas, this is all one giant game, a joke. But for others, their lives are at stake. If you're a member of the Patreon, you can expect the next episode within a couple of days. If not, expect it to drop on the main feed next week. For now, I thank you for listening, and keep the fire burning.
Feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.